We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
You'd better think.
Don Lemon. From our New York studios. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I'm sleepy. I've been watching the Nelson Mandela thing all morning. I got caught up into that. Did y'all? Like
yes.
At 2
yeah.
in the morning. I couldn't go to bed just watching it.
We're watching now.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's speaking of a man who challenged our thinking to be better. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. I want to challenge you this morning to open your minds and to think differently. I want you, regardless of how bad your circumstances might be, to not think of yourself as a victim. I ask because something I read recently challenged some of my own beliefs. In fact, the article is titled, A Challenge to Our Beliefs. It was written by Thomas Sowell. He's an award-winning writer, an American economist, social theorist, political philosopher, and author who happens to be African-American. Sowell writes from a libertarian and a slightly more conservative perspective. But this is not really about ideology, it's about facts, so here we go. Sowell starts by addressing the issue lately of black students scoring far below white students on various standardized tests and the different ideological explanations as to why. He uses a new report from England published by the distinguished The Economist magazine as an example of why many may need to rethink their current beliefs. The report took a look at low-income black children of immigrants from Africa, low-income children of immigrants from Bangladesh and Pakistan, low-income children of black immigrants from the Caribbean, and low-income white English children. According to The Economist, all the immigrant children, all of them of darker hues, scored higher on standardized tests than the native white English children in any London borough. He says that poor whites in England and urban and poor American blacks have more than just low incomes in common. Children from other similar economic groups outperform both whites in England and blacks in America. He goes on to say that what they do have in common is, quote, a generations-long indoctrination into victimhood. In America, he's referring to race. In England, he's referring to class, stating that in both countries, immigrants who have not been in the country as long are less likely to be distracted by such ideology and excel in spite of it. He wonders why, in both countries, immigrants enter a supposedly closed society that refuses to let anyone rise, and they nevertheless rise, while the native-born at the bottom remain at the bottom. He cites studies that found even in the 1940s, when African Americans had far fewer choices and rights than in a place like New York, there was no such gap on test scores between black schools in Harlem and white working-class schools on the city's Lower East Side. Sowell asserts that those who promote an ideology of victimhood, this is a quote from him, may imagine that they are helping those at the bottom when they are in fact harming them, more so than the society that the left is denouncing. I'm not sure that that's true. I'm not sure that I believe any of it, but it certainly did make me think. And isn't that what a good editorial, a good commentary, and a good writer should do? Make you think.
Make them think, Don Lemon. Make them think.
Make them think. What are we doing here with our educational system? What are we doing here by people who are native born? People who are native born are remaining on the bottom, while those immigrants who came here after the native born are excelling in spite of racism and being at the bottom. What are we not thinking right? What are we not doing right?
Every Tuesday and Thursday on the TJMS, Don Lemon.